At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Thank you for all the well-wishers congratulating me on my retirement 4.5 years from now. Come down this morning, my wife goes, "You're retiring?" I go, "In 4.5 years. Who retires in 4.5 years? I go, "I do." But she said, "I don't understand this." I go, "Well, I'm going to sign a contract extension, and that'll take me to the last year of my contract that I will then retire." And then she goes, "Okay." She goes, "Why do I have to hear from other people about what you're doing?" I go, "Well, why don't you watch the show, hon?" And she goes, No, it makes me uncomfortable. I go, "Okay, well, love you. Talk to you later." By the way, the golfing world has descended onto Royal Liverpool Golf Club. See the best, the Claret Jug, the Championship Golfer of the Year, the 151st Open Championship live coverage all weekend long on NBC, USA, Golf Channel, and Peacock. My pick to win it. Tommy Fleetwood is right now tied for the lead at 5 under par. It's really beautiful conditions. Sun's out. Doesn't look like there's a lot of wind. If there's no wind, then they can go and get it. But if you do watch the Open coverage, if you get into a bunker, chances are you're not going to get out of that bunker. At least you're not going to move it too far. Those bunkers, you could lose a child in there. I mean, they're really, really deep. And it's almost like they build a wall in front of you. And it looks like, you know, these sodded bricks that are right in front of you. And if you get in too deep, you can't get out. You got to hit out backwards. But that's why I go back. I think Tiger at St. Andrews. And I think this golf course has 82 bunkers. It's really hard to have a round of golf where you don't hit it into the bunker. I think if memory serves me correctly, Tiger played St. Andrews and didn't hit it into the bunker all week long. That's impossible. I mean, it's virtually impossible to avoid a bunker because the way the fairways roll, and you could roll into one of those, but you can hit a great shot and not be rewarded. But the greens will be challenging for them. You know, the weather is going to get worse. The winds will pick up, and then you'll probably see these scores start to come down. But it is... I love watching this because we're so used to our golf courses sort of looking the same. Over there, sometimes you're going, "I don't even know where you're hitting it to," or "Where's the hole?" You don't get an even lie, a flat lie, and but it's still fascinating to watch. And I love playing golf there. I love the challenge of it. I love the people. I love the atmosphere. I love the weather. I like, you know, there's a San Francisco feel. Like you feel the weather when you're there. And the rain can happen just like that. Here it comes. You can see the clouds coming in. They're almost alien-like. They look like they're spacecrafts. And they're like, "Here they come." Boom. Rain. There they go. Sunshine. Yes, Paulie.
For the viewer, the course is so less defined than American golf courses. Like the fringe, to the first cut to the rough. It blends so much where you're like, is he on the green? Is he not on the green? He's got a putter, but he's 75 yards away. The leaderboard right now, your boy Tommy Fleetwood, minus five. A gentleman named Christo Lamprecht. He is 6 foot seven. He's five under.
He's an amateur.
Yeah, he sure is. I think he South African?
South African. I think he went to Georgia Tech.
Okay. Stuart Sink's in there.
Stuart Sink's my age.
The law firm of Wyndham Clark is tied for third. You got Jordan Spieth in the mix. You got nice leaderboard. You got Patrick Reed, well-hated Patrick Reed, Matsuyama, Patrick Cantlay, Brooks Koepka, Scotty Scheffler, Xander Schauffele. All the big names are in the top 20.
All right, final hour coming up. Mike Tannenbaum, former Jets GM, now works for the mothership, on the business of Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs. Everybody can be upset about it. Everybody wants them to get paid, but what's the reality? And I talked to a source today who said, there's nothing that can be done, nothing that the owners are willing to do, and nothing the Players Association can do. You know, this might be something that is brought up now and maybe brought to fruition in 6 years from now, where you go, oh, yeah, this stems from Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley, that maybe you could get language put into a collective bargaining agreement. But they put this in, the franchise tag. I know we want, hey, give running backs a 3-year contract so they get into that second if you're a business person, why would you want to do that? I mean, Jerry Jones had a soft spot in his heart for Zeke Elliott, and he gave him the second contract, which I said, that's stupid to do that. But, hey, he didn't want to disrupt anything, thought he had a good thing going. I don't want that second contract for my running back. But he did it. And I think, you know, these other owners are looking, and it's not collusion. All this is you want to lease a car, you don't want to buy a car. I'm buying my quarterback, I'm leasing my running back. That's it. And we thought that maybe he would be the battering ram, Saquon, and that he would open the doors to, he's going to get $15 million. He'll get a 5-year contract. Well, it didn't happen. It's 1 year franchise tag. And then if you're the Giants, and let's say he's great, I'm going to franchise him next year. And that'll be for $12 million. I'm going to get Saquon Barkley for 2 more years for $22, $23 million. I didn't make the rules. These are the rules. I'm going to pay him commensurate to what any other running back. And I think we look at it and it's personal. It's more personal for us because we're fans and we want these guys. You want to see these great running backs. But the owner has to look at, hey, everything's transactional. You know, from Zeke Elliott to Tony Pollard, nobody cares about Zeke Elliott because Tony Pollard has played well. When that guy comes in, then you forget about the guy before him. Would I like to see him get paid? Sure, because of what they provide, the entertainment value, but it doesn't change my viewing patterns. If Saquon's not in there, the Giants might be even more interesting just because I want to see what they do. What does Daniel Jones do? And you got Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, these are quarterbacks who are really dependent on their running backs. I mean, if you're looking at the quarterbacks who really depend on their running game, you got Ryan Tannehill, you got Jimmy Garoppolo, and you got Danny Dimes. They need their running backs to be, you know, San Francisco has some running backs, but, you know, Brock Purdy needs Christian McCaffrey to be great. The Colts with Jonathan Taylor, they need him to bounce back in a big way. Yeah, Mark.
Jordan Love needs Aaron Jones.
Yeah. You know, people have them penciled in for last place. Like, okay, Aaron Rodgers, we know, first ballot Hall of Famer. Is it that big of a drop-off from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love that you're going to finish in last place? We're going to find out. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, no one knows. I don't think that has much to do with Aaron Rodgers as much as it does to just the unknown of Jordan Love.
Yeah, but I don't know what the Vikings are going to be. I don't know what the Bears are going to be. We assume the Lions are going to be the best team in the division. But are the Bears going to be better than the Packers? I mean, Vikings won 13 games, but they never felt threatening. It's like the least threatening 13-win team. You're like, but so what? You're the Vikings. All right, so Mike T.
It feels incredibly disrespectful to Kirk Cousins.
It feels like everything is disrespectful to Kirk Cousins.
I know, but to be like, yeah, all right, you won 13 games last year. We don't know. What
but they weren't. They never struck me as, man, they could go all the way. It was like, oh, yeah, tonight, wow, all right, 13, good for you. Like a participatory trophy. Wow, 13
but
wins.
To lump them in with Jordan Love, who's never actually played, and the Bears, who are terrible, and then to put a 13-win team right there with them and say, like, yeah, these three are basically a crapshoot. Dang, that feels harsh.
But we've bought into the Vikings before. Buyer beware. We'll get some phone calls here. The Open Championship is underway, and keeping an eye on the leaderboard there. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
We have up there a slightly more tame version of one of Todd's. If you could only watch one this weekend.
Oh, God.
Women's World Cup Open Championship, Major League Baseball. I took out Friends and Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should have left them in.
No, no.
Right now, Open Championship crushing 60%. Not even close.
Yeah. Okay. It's a great day for the Commanders, if you're a Commanders fan, because they're the official sign-off and the transfer of ownership. They're going to vote later today in Minnesota on the sale of the Commanders. And so I think that's a little bit later on. So a couple hours before one of the great days. You know, Commander fans are going to look back and go, do you remember when you had a great day? Yes, yes. When Daniel Snyder no longer owned the team. It has to be a better day than it was in the last decade. Yeah, Paulie.
Daniel Snyder took over after the 99th season. They never won more than 10 games in any season. They won 10 twice. They won one playoff game in his 22 years of running that team. So just on the field, they were average to below average.
Worst owner in football history, Daniel Snyder or the field?
Fair question. Who pops in your head? Is there? Remember the guy got booted out of Carolina, Jerry Richardson,
oh,
got
yeah,
into trouble? Didn't he get them to a Super Bowl?
Yeah. He had some off the field issues.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
You had that sneaky overnight Modell movie, but it's nothing like what they got on those other guys.
Well, the sneaky overnight was the Colts going to Indianapolis.
That might be up there. Removing a team from a town might be worse than sucking.
Yeah, I think what the Colts did to Baltimore,
That
was terrible.
All right.
How about some phone calls?
Daniel Snyder won something.
Yay! He's somewhere in the south of France going, yeah, I won something. Brian in Florida. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Brian.
First time, long time. 6 foot, 150. Trying to address the running back position. I would go with it for the, the players union. Change no positions anymore except for offensive line, quarterback, and then offensive weapon. That way you don't have to deal with Deebo Samuel worrying about whether he's a running back or a wide receiver. You don't have to worry about McCaffrey, whether he's a running back or a wide receiver, because he lines up in the slot all the time. You don't have to worry about if Jimmy Graham is a tight end or a wide receiver. It fixes it.
But why would owners sign up for that, Brian?
I don't believe they would, sir. I believe that the players union would have to fight hard for it in the next CBA.
Yeah. Well, you got 7 years to get ready for that. Yeah, the owners aren't going to just hand out money because fans want to make sure their favorite running back, so their fantasy running back, is taken care of. You know? And nobody's tuning out. You might tune in to see Josh Jacobs. I don't think you're tuning out because Josh Jacobs isn't playing. Jacob in Missouri. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind today?
What's going on, guys? 5'9", 180 pounds. I got a T-shirt idea for you guys.
Okay.
How about Todd? No. Todd, no. Okay. You say that so often. I think I heard about 7-8 times yesterday. No. Todd.
Well, Todd gets started talking, and then he doesn't shut up. And then I'm like, Todd, no, Todd. Yes,
it is true. Sometimes it does feel like Todd can't find his way out of his own sentence. Sometimes.
Yeah. It's just everything's a run on. And then after a while, I just go, Seton? Or
That's fair.
Paulie, or let's take a break.
I have trouble finding the brakes.
You can't land the plane.
I can't. It just crashes.
It just keeps going around and around.
Well, you run out of
around,
gas.
And then next thing you know, you're the Hindenburg.
And then there's casualties, which is you guys and the listeners.
Alan in South Carolina. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Alan.
How you doing?
Good, bud.
Two quick things.
Okay.
The first one is I just looked up on Crazy Stats Unlimited, and it said that men with small hands definitely cry at retirement parties.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
Yeah, for Marvin over there. Okay. And the last thing.
Oh, thanks for clarifying.
Very specific stat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called the Marvin stat.
Last one is this.
Man.
Your last show has got to be from the attic. If that's where you started, that's where you have to finish.
Well, my wife would veto that. You know what I'm thinking? My last show, I go back to ESPN.
Wow, that would be something.
Hairdo flirting with the mothership?
Yeah.
Is there going to be ESPN in 4.5
years? Yeah, I know. Who's going to be around longer?
Will they have radio still?
Yeah, my show or ESPN radio in 4.5 years?
Yeah. Hour 3 poll question.
Yeah. Well, I hope ESPN radio is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But once ESPN moves off from something, like they moved off from ESPN the magazine, moved off basically radio. So kind of some remnants there. But they're great people that we worked with there. Yes, yes, Tom.
Wasn't there a phone for a while that they were pushing? ESPN, yeah. The mobile phone?
I still have mine.
I still have mine.
Yeah.
Remember, Dan, they gave us testers right when we were working together. They said, we're trying this out.
Yeah. Yeah, I still have it.
Mine won't take the charge anymore. I don't see you getting it service.
Sean and
you would get the little dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, I know. You'd get the breaking news, yeah. Sean in San Diego. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today? Hey, Sean. Thanks, Sean. We'll take a break. Mike Tannenbaum's going to join us. Talk some NFL items with him. And more phone calls. Hopefully one's better than Sean's. Right after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Kings Hawaiian, Slider Sunday. Don't have to wait until Sunday. You know what? We sometimes just open up the sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. Don't have to put anything on the buns. You can just eat them. Pre-sliced slider buns. Or the OG, the original Hawaiian sweet rolls. Kings Hawaiian, nobody makes better buns than they do. Right now, you can go to kingshawaiian.com, a little recipe inspiration, like the beer-braised bratwurst sliders. Brat's favorite beer for braising, cheese sauce, mustard, bell peppers, onions, all served on the sweet and salty Kings Hawaiian pretzel slider bun. Mm-hmm. Kings Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday Slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible Kings Hawaiian rolls. And if you need a little a recipe inspiration, kingshawaiian.com. Enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. But if you had a wedding reception, this comes on, and then you get like the aunt or the grandmother that gives you the finger to come on up here. Come on up here. And then she's really playful, and you're like, ugh. Go ahead. Go up there. And you're like, ugh. Try to dance in the middle of everybody so then you could kind of hide. If you're on the edges, then the people outside who are watching and judging, they're like, he's got no rhythm. Oh, he's got the white guy overbite. Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah, Marv.
My wedding, there was nothing better because it was an interracial wedding in two Americas. You see, it could have been two different dance floors. Oh, it's amazing. My mother-in-law could dance, right? So she was out there, and there were just like certain family members like, all right, we see who's out here. Told you when Ohio Players Fire came on, my grandmother loves Jesus. She's a big Christian. She came out, oh, this is my jam. I said, that's right, Grandma. She got out there, and then I just saw like my wife's family just kind of on the outskirts, just, you know, a couple of hand claps.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, amazing.
Two different DJs? Like a white DJ, black DJ there?
It could have been a wedding band and then a DJ.
Yeah, see.
Do the people who get up and dance or at least try get credit, or is it better to be a sitter, Marvin, in that situation?
No. You know what? I respect it because not everybody's a dancer per se. So if you just get out there, I'm good with it. Now, if you're like in the middle of like a circle and you try to get out there, then judgment, you know.
Oh, I did that one time, but I was at a bar in Indianapolis, NBA Finals, Pacers, Lakers, and we went to a bar called The Cozy. And it was a producer of mine and a reporter, Shelley Smith, and me, and it was a black bar, and we went in. And they did the lineup or whatever that line is.
Oh, Soul Train line?
Yes. So
a roll call?
Yeah. So they did the Soul Train line, and you know, you had some guys there, and everybody's, you know, dancing down, and then Charlie Moynihan goes, "Do you want to do it?" I go, "Hell yeah." And I rode the pony. I rode the pony down the line. The Cozy in Indianapolis. Yes, Pauline.
People talked about this before, but the very toughest part about dancing at a wedding is breaking the echelon from walking to the dance floor to your first move of dancing. Because it's like you're trying to dunk a basketball in the rain for me. I'm like, I'm about to dance here. What's my first move?
Yeah.
Once I get going, I could serviceably get on and off the floor without being made fun of.
Well, do you start dancing when you get up from the table?
You should.
You're like, yeah, okay, I'm feeling it. All right. The single ladies.
But lots of us walk to the dance floor, and then it's like you're putting your foot onto a boat, and you're like, oh, it's going to be a little wobbly here.
Yeah, am I going to slip on this?
Let me grab a handle.
Yes, Todd.
It's not your responsibility, but the people that throw the party and the ones that we were celebrating, they kind of hope that you'll make an effort to go out there a little bit, because there's nothing more lame. If everyone decided to be shy and worrying about being judged, and there's an empty dance floor, and the band are saying, come on out, everyone, and no one's doing anything, it's really bad luck.
Yes.
Go out for a few minutes or something.
Yes.
The worst day of a non-dancing father's life is when their kid gets too big to hold, so you can't do the hold your kid. I'm dancing, but I'm just holding my kid. Yeah. Look, I'm up. Yeah.
Well, no, you can bring your daughters out there, and you can hold their hands and dance with them. I did that. You know, and then they got into their 20s. Like, Dad, can we dance on our own? No, no. Come on. Let's dance. Yeah, Marv.
Then you guys would have been SOL because there were no kids at my wedding.
Oh. Not allowed.
Oh, no, no kids. Not for what? You got to watch kids.
Was it on the invitation?
Did it say no kids?
Oh, yeah, we made it clear. Okay. No kids.
Okay. $50 a plate for some chicken fingers? Right. No way. Yeah. Some pasta with butter sauce?
Oh, no, I know. Way. I'm not yes, that. Todd.
Mr. Mike Tannenbaum has just checked in.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, the former Jets and Dolphins executive. You can find him on the Mothership, Get Up, NFL Live, Sports Center, and Mike T joining us. All right. I'm going to make you the agent for Saquon Barkley. What would you do or have done that could have changed this outcome for him to get paid?
Great to be with you, Dan. I make them realize that I'm 40% of your offense. And Daniel Jones, who you just overpaid at $42 million a year, completed 74% of his passes on 77 targets. And you have no chance to win without me. And while you have leverage by not giving me what I want, I have leverage because I may not miss a $555,000 weekly paycheck, Dan, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be playing week one against the Cowboys.
All right. Now I'm going to make you the Giants GM. What do you say as a return volley?
Say, hey, look, you know, we extended here. We could franchise you. As much as you're disappointed being franchised in 2023, guess what? We could do it again next year. So that's $22 million, and that takes you through 7 years of your career. So we love you. We appreciate you. But, you know, you play a position that there's a lot of replaceable parts. And the one other interesting thing to me, though, is, Dan, he's a much improved pass protector. He's their best player overall, and he's a great locker room guy. So if I'm the Giants, I'm telling him, like, I want to reward you for that and try to stretch to give him the benefit of the doubt.
How did we get here?
That is a great question. You know, you go back a handful of years, you know, Dan, we're talking about Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, Todd Gurley, great players that got paid $14, $15, $16 million. And I think what's happened over time is, you know, Kansas City is a great example. They draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round, and then Isaiah Pacheco, a seventh rounder from Rutgers, beats him out. And I think what teams are saying is we have to pay so much money to the A players that here's a position, there's just more supply than demand.
Yeah, I know that we've taken up this crusade to get running backs paid, but I don't think it's fixable. It's like middle linebackers. The game evolved, and then you had to evolve. There's no Mike Singletary or Ray Lewis or Brian Urlacher anymore. You don't need them anymore. The tight end learned to be a wide receiver as well as, you know, a good blocker.
Dan, you just nailed it. Like, to me, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, and that's where I think the Giants are wrong. Saquon is dynamic in the passing game. When you talk to opposing defensive coordinators, job number one when they play the Giants is Saquon in space, not between the tackles. And that's why I can see why Josh Jacobs didn't get paid, although I think he's been very productive. But Saquon, as a quote-unquote offensive player, deserved to get paid. And that's why I think this running back conversation, we're sort of like sometimes missing the context.
Yeah, I don't know if you hold out, then you lose money. And so Saquon he alluded to this on a podcast today, but I don't know if holding out, we've seen the Le'Veon Bell thing where the Jets bailed out the Steelers, but I just don't know if holding out matters. Or you're going to miss the first game against the Cowboys, okay. You're missing out on $500,000, and what are you going to prove? Yes, we missed you, but we're not giving you a contract extension.
So, Dan, what's going on in the league now is this whole idea of a hold-in. The way the system works now, you really can't hold out. The fines aren't forgiven. But he could show up on week one and say, hey, remember you had leverage back on July 16th? Well, guess what? I'm showing up. I'm getting paid $555,000. And guess what? My back's a little bit tight. Yeah. Check with me next week. So, to me, like, and I'm not saying he's going to do that because he's a great person, and I don't know where his head will be heading into week one a month from now, but he certainly has some levers he could pull. And if I'm the Giants GM, that's keeping me up at night because my quarterback is average. He is just a player that played well last year, but he only had 15 touchdown passes. So for us to get to where we want to go, we need Saquon Barkley.
Why didn't they franchise Danny Dimes and give Saquon Barkley a four, if he's that important, give him a four-year deal or something like that?
Yeah, they certainly could have done it. I just think finding a quarterback, the replacement, and I think the challenge for the Giants specifically, Dan, is they're going to win enough games where they're not going to be talking about Drake May or Caleb Williams. So now they're saying like the juxtaposition of like a B in Daniel Jones, who are we going to get that's better than him? So I just thought what they paid him was, you know, too much given the limited production he's had and his proclivities with turnovers.
What if we said that you could have incentives in these contracts, but they didn't count against the salary cap? Let's say for running backs.
Yep. I think that's a sensible solution, but I think what the 32 owners would say is like what we bargained for was cost certainty. And as long as that's allocated within a system, I think they would listen, but they're not going to do anything to pierce the cost certainty that they have.
Oh, I agree. If I said that you could have Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs, no brainer?
No brainer. Again, when you look, they threw him the ball 77 times a year ago. He was a massive part of their offense. What's interesting about Jacobs is when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo's best years of his career, 2016, 2019, 2021, he had a top five rushing attack. And I think in Vegas, what we're talking about is not what Josh Jacobs does as a runner, but the production he gets for Jimmy G in the play action pass game.
Yeah.
Without Jacobs, defenses aren't going to honor that play action.
What if an owner asks you to tank? Like pulled you aside and said, hey, I want that number one pick. How would you go about tanking?
You know, that's just not for me. I mean, it's not how I'm wired. I want to compete. I want to beat you every day. And you hired the wrong guy. I just, look, there's a time and a place to take certain players off the field on the last game of the season. Like, I get that. And maybe there's a way you can do it in a very artful way. But generally speaking, that's a tough, tough haul to ask people to do that.
If you were the Jets GM again, and Hard Knocks is coming to town, and your team doesn't want Hard Knocks in town, how do you go about trying to modify that where it can work for everybody without it being, you know, infringing on, you know, your preparations?
So, Dan, that happened in 2009. We hired Rex Ryan. We draft Mark Sanchez. Hard Knocks comes to us and say, hey, we want to, you know, you guys. And I said, no. And then I had a conversation with Ozzie Newsome, the longtime, very successful GM of the Ravens. He said, you know, Mike, when we did it, we had a better training camp. You can actually go back to Vince Lombardi. They used to have cameras at the Packers practices in the 60s because what Coach Lombardi says, you actually have better practices. And based on my experience, that's exactly what happened, Dan. We had great practices in Portland, New York. And what I would tell Salah, Coach Salah, is, you know what, like, when you trade for Aaron Rodgers, that's what's going to happen. It's an all-time great quarterback in New York. What do you have to hide?
But I keep thinking, I don't want to focus on Aaron Rodgers, even though people want to see him and hear him. I would focus on Zach Wilson. I would have him as part of the storyline that the Jets, he got humbled, humiliated, demoted, you bring in Rodgers, and now you watch him watching Aaron Rodgers. So that's the lens you're watching Rodgers through. I think that might be an interesting storyline.
I love that. And candidly, that's part of what Hard Knocks is really about, is to take it where ordinarily you can't get to. So that to me is one of the many storylines. Like, the other one to me is, like, how is Aaron Rodgers impacting the team? Like, how is he making Garrett Wilson better? How is he making Breece Hall better? Those are things that you ordinarily couldn't see.
What was the toughest cut you ever had?
Probably Danny Woodhead, which was just a catastrophically dumb idea. So he was a young, productive player, and we just sort of like outsmarted ourselves from a standpoint of like he was young, emerging, and I should have found a roster spot someplace else.
But what's it like, and who picked up Danny Woodhead?
Oh, only Bill Belichick within like 5 hours. Like, you know, I went home eating one glass of wine, Dan. I woke up eating about 15. I'm like, Mike, you are. I was so, you know, like, I was a moron, and it got worse. You know, Coach Parcells used to have an expression like one beer's too many and 20's not enough.
Oh, I can imagine. Like, if anybody else picked him up, then you'd be like, all right, wait, who picked him up? Belichick. Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, like, seriously, any of the other 30 teams, like, any of them, all of them.
Did you ever, but how often would you cut a player, you personally as a GM?
100% of the time. In Miami, New York, I want to see every one of them. And okay. I always said the same thing, Dan, which is, as professionals, we have a job to do. And let's face it, in my career, Dan, I've been on both ends of that conversation. Neither end of it is good. It's always uncomfortable. And you have a job to do. You have to go from 90 to 53, and you have to let 37 men go and, you know, tell them that they're not a fit for you. And I always told our staff this, there's something wrong with you as a human being, like inside your soul, if it didn't bother you somehow. So both those things can be true. You have a job to do, and it should really bother you.
Great to talk to you as always. We appreciate your insights. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up Danny Woodhead. I'm going to the bar.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. Former Jets and Dolphins executive. I didn't know he was going to say Danny Woodhead.
I love it. So is the you cut a player like Danny Woodhead and you feel good about your decision, even though you're like, well, it stinks. We don't want to get rid of this guy, but we made the right call.
Yeah.
And then the next day that you see that Bill Belichick and the Patriots have picked him up. Is that when you're like, oh, crap.
Yes.
I think we did the wrong thing.
Yes. I mean, he probably cut Danny Woodhead and didn't think about, oh, you know, God, that's a tough cut. We cut this guy and this guy, and then, you know, this cute little running back from a small school, and, did you hear who picked him up? No, somebody picked up Danny Woodhead? Yeah, Bill Belichick. Oh, God. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Woodhead was a rookie for the Jets in 2009 with Tannenbaum as the GM. He played in 10 games. He got the ball a little bit here and there, not much. He did very little. He had like 200 yards from scrimmage. He played, part one game. He got cut early in the season, 2010. The Patriots picked him right up, and he was in the lineup. He played 14 games. He started 3 games. He had almost 1,000 yards from scrimmage with the Patriots and had like 3 decent years there, went on the Chargers, et cetera. But like, he was right on the Patriots roster.
Oh, man, that's tough.
I do think that Bill Belichick picked him up because the Jets cut him or because of who he was first.
What, that he was going to give secrets about the Jets?
No, like Belichick seeing the Jets cut someone who he kind of likes, does that spur Belichick to pick that person?
I think he does that. I think he deliberately picks up.
He's done that before where you're getting ready to play the Jets and then somebody gets cut and then he picks up somebody off waivers.
It was after week one. Woodhead got cut after week one of the season and got immediately picked up by the Patriots, played in the next game.
Yeah. last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. By the way, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, that podcast. We're going to record the newest episode. That'll be coming up right after the show. It'll be available later on this afternoon at danpatrick.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter because you'll get the information about Tailgate Moonshine, the latest edition, Watermelon Moonshine. That will probably come out Monday or Tuesday, where you can get the information so you can order that. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So your grandma's going to be out there on the dance floor, right, Marv? Doing this, boom, 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 boom.
Absolutely. She really doesn't do secular music, but this came on. Oh, she was out there.
Okay.
I said, okay.
All right, Grandma.
I said, Marianne's getting out there.
Yeah, I like it.
My mom was like, look. I said, what? I see her out there? Oh, my goodness. And it's like when people go out there, I think you got to strut because you hear your song.
Yeah.
Like when somebody goes out there, especially someone that's not a dancer, yeah. Like, oh, this is my jam. Like, all right, I'm not a dancer, but Tone Loc Wild Thing came on, whatever song.
Get out there. What's the theme tomorrow? Pump up songs?
Yeah, songs that get you pumped up, you know, to play a sporting event.
Oh, okay. Like Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll Part 1 and 2?
Sure.
Chicago Bulls? That was their music? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paulie.
When I was a competitive archer, I didn't listen to a lot of music beforehand to get jacked up. You're supposed to be as calm as possible before an
competitive archer.
For a competition, you want to calm down.
You want your heart rate.
Listen to Baroque things.
Your heart rate.
Oh, yeah. Beta blockers.
Yeah.
That's how they cheat. You want to slow your heart rate so that you're shooting between beats.
I remember going in, and this is when I was kind of crazed working out all the time. My heart rate was 45.
Which is, that's too low,
that's
right?
Very low.
But it's low unless you're working out, because that's what they said. They said, you know, is it always that low? I said, it's between 45 and 48. And they said, well, that's low.
How do you burn, well, if you're not doing cardio, I guess it doesn't matter. But
no, I was
how
doing,
do you burn fat then if with your heart rate so low?
I was doing like Soul Cycle every day and then lifting weight or working out. Every day, sometimes twice a day. And I got my heart rate down, and then they were like, that's alarmingly low.
60 to 100 beats per minute is the range of ideal.
Yeah. And so it was 45. And they said, you know, like a competitive cyclist would have that. And I go, yeah. Okay.
This says if you're sleeping or if you're young, healthy adult, or very fit,
hello?
It can be normal to have a heart rate of 40 to 60 BPM.
Okay.
Very fit.
Well, I wasn't very.
Well, apparently you were on the better, on the good side of very, because you were closer to 40 than you were 60.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about the only time that I've been called fit. Oh, let's see.
Would you rather look fit or be fit?
Look. Yeah. Yeah. I like to look fit. That'd be good.
have this buddy of mine. He doesn't look fit at all, but like he's really not in good shape to eyeball. But he comes back from the doctor. He's like, yeah, my blood pressure is perfect. My cholesterol is perfect.
Well, remember when I was kind of making fun of Chuck Liddell?
Yeah.
Because he was in that battery commercial and he didn't look jacked or fit. And then somebody reached out and got a hold of him. He called in basically saying, bro, you got a problem with me? Yeah, Todd.
Like if you want to impress a girl at the bar, you want to look like, you want to look good, you want to look fit. You're not going to say, hey, come out to the parking lot. Look how many laps I can do around the track over here.
What are you
today's
doing?
Today's a bad day for me.
I know why.
I don't know.
Is it because of the beard?
Today's a bad day for me.
Bad day with the sound effects with the mouth. Can't explain it.
Right
now it's fine.
I know.
But as I start talking faster or say more.
Exactly. You sometimes get too many letters in your mouth.
But what should that have to do with the saliva level and the tongue placement? I don't know.
Jesse in L.A. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind today?
Hey, ADP. I just got back from vacation. Heard the big news of the extension while I was away, so congrats.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, I have two things for you. A recommendation for the tour and a question. On the farewell tour, you mentioned yesterday being open to the premiership, but how about the biggest rivalry in all of soccer? River Plate, Boca Juniors, Buenos Aires. Recently, the fandom was so fierce they had to move the game to Barcelona's Camp Nou. And other arguments for this, time zone's still good for the show. Argentina is famous for three things: beautiful women, the best steaks, and incredible wine. So, you know, my question is on the running back position. You keep saying that the position needs to evolve.
Yeah.
But does it feel like the changing of the name or classification of the players in the position is needed? Like, could you see the NFLPA trying to eliminate the running back position altogether and put these players under wide receiver, similar to the center in basketball, and kind of eliminate the position altogether?
But owners aren't going to allow this. And thank you, Jess. If I'm an owner and they're going, hey, the running back's got to get paid. If I'm an owner, I'm like, don't talk to me. And you want to get rid of the position so they can be listed as a wide receiver? Like, it's not going to happen. Why would the owner go, you know what? Gosh, I got to get running backs paid.
Let's write this wrong.
Yeah. I mean, they're already overpaying some quarterbacks, and now you want them to overpay. It's just not going to happen. And you just signed this new collective bargaining agreement. You got seven more years. Not happening. Mike in Valencia. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking the call. First time, long time. 5'8", a grandpa, spongy, 165. Two quick things. Number one, now that there's a sunset clause on the show, I was wondering what the Vegas odds are on you guys getting a sympathy vote for what is the best show of the year every year. And number two, what's the over and under on when you place Todd Frisby on suicide watch?
Thank you.
That's a,
yeah, you're not going to be on suicide watch.
Wow. Excessive. I'll be emotional, but I got a wife and kids. I got reasons to go on.
And this is not a plea for a sympathy vote for the Sports Emmy, but if we get one, yeah. Like if they say, and the sympathy Sports Emmy goes to the Dan Patrick Show. Yay! Yeah, Paul.
Analysts are saying, though, you mistimed your announcement, though. What is it, July? If you would have done it maybe around February, March, when the voting is going on for the Sports Emmys, we'd have really milked it.
This day in sports history, Paul?
Let's see. Brooklyn and New York played a baseball game at Fashion Race Course in Long Island, New York in 1859. It marked the first time an admission was charged to see a ball game, thus making them professionals. 50 cents to get in. 50 cents seems like a lot in 1859. Ben Curtis in 2003 won the PGA Championship, his first major, the British Open, which it was called at the time. And the National Football League ruled in 1947 that no professional team could sign a player who had college eligibility remaining, thus the draft.
Hank Aaron on this date in 1976, final home run of his career. And if you said it was off Dick Drago of the Angels, you would be correct. What did I learn today, Todd?
Toughest player for former Jets GM Mike Tannenbaum to cut was Danny Woodhead, who, of course, Bill Belichick picked up.
Discover credit cards. At the end of your first year, they double all the cash back you've earned. Cash back from trips and restaurants, all doubled. See terms, check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.